Yeah. Okay, Oliver, I'm sure you're right.
I am sorry. You know, there's nothing more I'd like them for you to see, Ed.
No, well, if he's as bad as you say...
It's been a tough couple of days, Terry. I'm still having to let him drink, otherwise he threatens to leave.
Oh, dear.
Well, like I say, he's all over the place. Sometimes he could be talking away, just bursting with energy.
Really?
No, I mean manic. Absolutely manic.
Oh.
And then when he starts to sober up, he gets so depressed.
Oh.
And if you try to broach the subjects of family or the last few months, he...
I'm sorry, Oliver. I shouldn't be pressuring you so much.
No.
No, it ain't fair on you and Caroline. Not when it's you who's having to deal with him.
Well, it's only natural you want to see your son, but...
Yeah, but I should stay away.
I wish I didn't have to say it. I'm just concerned that with him being in such a volatile state, any kind of emotional upheaval... Well...
No, I know. And the last thing I want is for him to run away again. Just as long as he understands that it ain't what I want. He only has to say the word...
I think he knows that,
and
Terry.
I'll be straight there.
In fact, I'm sure he does.
Oh, I hope so.
So, you taking George to see the cricket?
Yeah, thought I might.
Who are they playing?
Darrington.
Oh, that'll be good, eh, Georgie? Hey, we'll have you batting for Ambridge in no time.
Yeah, pass me his bib. I'll pack it away.
Hello.
Hi.
That was...
Sterling.
Yeah. Edward sounds like he's in a terrible state.
Oh, that's the drying up done.
No, Eddie, listen. They're really struggling with him over there. He's drinking. He's having mood swings.
Is that right?
Oliver said they found him crying on his own yesterday.
Right, I'd better finish treating that shit.
Eddie?
I've been meaning to do it for weeks. Have a good time at the cricket, will you?
Yeah.
Don't you even care a little about how he is? Eddie?
Mum, leave him.
Eddie, please. What does he expect me to do?
Mum.
I don't understand no more. Is this what he wants?
No, of course not.
I can't do this on my own. I can't.
You're not on your own. But... Well, you can't keep pushing Dad. It won't change how he feels.
I'm tired, William.
I know.
Will you go and see him?
Who? Dad?
Oh, your brother. I know it's a lot to ask, but it could be the start of putting things right.
I've got to get off to the cricket.
Now, William, love.
Is it okay if I leave Georgie's stuff here?
Well, yeah, of course.
Ta. Have you come, Georgie? Yeah. Ooh, come on, make it to the boundary.
Oh, I don't think it's going to. Oh, well, still three more runs. And Stuart said he wasn't very comfortable with a bat.
Yeah, better than my dad anyway.
Hey!
Mind you could say that about most people.
Hey, look, be kind, Tom. It's not his fault he did his back in last year.
He didn't have to keep playing, though.
So he's still upset about getting deselected.
You know Dad?
We know Alistair felt bad about it.
Don't be daft. He's got to accept it, Roy. He's getting on. Things are beginning to creak and fall off. Yeah, it's better Stuart has his place in the team.
Oh, Brian's it.
Hmm?
Coming this way, we will.
Oh, right.
Were you going to tell him? Tom?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, is there really any point? It's only going to worry him.
He ought to know. It happened on his property.
Yeah, but it was my trailer that got trashed. It's not really got anything to do with him.
You're still parking it over at Own Farm, aren't you?
Yeah.
Then tell him.
Afternoon. All right, Roy? Tom?
Hi.
That scoreboard's looking very promising.
Yeah, isn't it just? Reckon we'll see Darrington off easy.
Oh, sorry, Will, so can you manage the push check?
Yeah, it's only a few steps.
Yeah, that bowler there's there.
Kev.
Yeah, you need to watch him.
Brian, do you mind if I have a quick word?
No, of course not. Do we need to go somewhere private?
Well, actually, yeah, it might be, but
no! Oh, Neil!
Bold leg stump.
What did I say?
Well, I guess you're in, Tom.
Oh, right. Yeah. Right. Sorry, Brian.
No, it's all right. No, we can talk later.
Yeah, of course can. It's nothing anyway.
Good luck.
You're making good headway.
Oh, yeah. Well, the shed didn't take longer. Thought I may as well start on the fence.
Make sure you don't drip on my roses.
Oh, I'm being careful.
Yeah, I know. Thank you. I really need to do some deadheading. These boulders look so sad. Eddie, We can't carry on like this. If you won't visit Edward for his sake, would you please do it for me?
Clary.
Please, love. I can't bear being so helpless knowing he's over there, hurting. Just go and talk to him.
Why? What good will it do?
What good?
He's even turning you away now.
Oh, no, no, not really.
Oh, I think he is. Seems to me Edward's happy to get on without us. Well, that's his decision.
But aren't you asking yourself why? It's because he thinks we don't care.
Well, Clary! Love, how did you work that out? You were over there the very moment he got back. You've been on the phone to Oliver every 5 minutes.
That's not true.
I mean, what more does the boy want?
All right. He doesn't think you care. And I know you do, Eddie. You must do.
Must I?
Yeah, I was there when we got the call, when he first came back. I know how relieved you was. If you'd just go and see him, I know you'd feel different.
Now listen to me, Clary.
He's so scared. He just needs to know you ain't rejected him.
This isn't my fault. Stop blaming me all the time.
I'm not.
Sick of it. The boy brought this on himself.
I only want my family back. That's all I want.
Don't you think that I'd like to? It's not up to me, Clary. I wasn't the one who tore it apart.
You sure you didn't want one, Will?
No, thanks.
There you go, Tom.
Tap. I've got to take George back soon.
Well, fair enough. Well, cheers to a resounding victory.
Yeah, cheers.
Oh, thank you, George.
Hey, I was talking to Kev. Why is he staying with them? I mean, it's all very well him playing out of his skin, but if he hasn't got a decent team around him...
Well, that's the thing. He's agreed to come and watch us next Sunday.
Instead of playing with Darrington?
No, no, they ain't got a match. But I reckon we put in one of our more decent performances and he'll come over to our side.
Mm, let's hope so.
Yeah. It's a shame you can't play anymore, Will.
Hey?
Mm. Well, the better our team looks, the more chance we've got of persuading him.
Yeah. Well, he might not be down for that.
Hey?
What do you mean? Look, Fallon's out collecting glasses.
Oh, I see. Kev's table. She looks keen.
I knew it.
And yeah, so does Kev.
Well, that's all right. If all else fails, we're just offering Fallon.
Actually, she looks really keen.
Oh.
What?
Brian, he's going. I suppose I'd better go and bite the bullet. Mm.
Good luck.
Oh, I'll see you then, Tom. I'm off now.
Oh, all right. I'll catch you later.
Come on, George. Time to get you back to Mummy.
Let me strap you in.
How are things, Will?
How do you mean?
Well, with Ed coming back, I mean, working with Caroline, I've kind of heard a little of what's been happening.
Right.
I just wondered how you were getting on. Folks okay? I'll take that as a no.
He's just trouble, Roy. Mum's going up the wall at Dad because he won't visit Ed. And Dad, well, fair enough. He's still furious about everything that's happened.
Sorry, mate.
And it's me and Grandad who are stuck in the middle. I don't know what I'm going to do with him.
Well, is there anything you can do?
I'm not sure. But they're as far apart as they could be at the moment.
What exactly did they do?
They smashed up the inside of the trailer. Sprayed paint on the walls.
You've waited till now to tell me.
Well, I wasn't sure if I should worry you. I mean, I know who's behind it. I'm the target.
Who is it then?
A guy called Malcolm Beck. He owns the franchise for the Borsetshire Show and some other big
events. And he's the guy who wouldn't give you a pitch?
Yeah. Obviously, going to the president was a bad idea. Should have given him a backhander like the rest of them.
But why didn't you call the police?
Well, I didn't think it would get me anywhere. Certainly not with him.
Well, you probably got that right. You already antagonised him enough.
Hang on, Brian. I'm only trying to run a business.
Of course.
I shouldn't have to put up with intimidation.
No, you shouldn't.
Got a good mind to go round to his place and give him some of his own medicine.
Hey, that's no way to resolve this either.
Well, what am I meant to do?
You could start by not annoying him any further. Oh, look, I'm going to have to go.
I won't be bullied, Brian.
Well, fair enough, but, I mean, just promise me you won't do anything until we've spoken again. Oh, sorry, that was Adam. I've got to relieve him on the combine.
This is my problem and I can deal with it on my own.
No, Tom, no, it happened on my property. I'm involved too. I mean, what if Alice or Jenny been out there?
Okay.
So please, No funny business till I've decided what to do.
Well, of course I'm angry.
Eddie!
What do you expect?
Oh, Eddie, then you shouldn't be angry.
Well, I'm drawing the line. I'm not going to watch him hurt this family any longer.
Him?
Yes! You can't just wipe it all away, Clary. All that worry you went through while he was gone.
Well, you was worried
too. And now he's back. He's still doing it. You should see yourself.
I haven't stopped loving him, Eddie. Have you?
That boy broke my heart.
Then go and see him. Begin making it right.
No.
We've got to start trying to put it all back together, Eddie.
What about William? How do you think he'd feel if we go over there and act as if everything's forgiven?
Eddie, please.
He'd feel betrayed.
No, he'd understand. He knows we can't cut Edward out of our lives.
Why not?
Ah, William.
I've just come to collect Georgie's things. He's in the car.
Oh, right. It was the cricket.
Yeah, we won.
William, tell your father you wouldn't mind if he went to see Edward.
Clary.
You wouldn't feel betrayed, would you?
Don't bring him into this.
In fact, you could go and see him together.
You what?
Mum, listen.
Look, how can you even ask him that? After what Edward's done to him?
If William can go over there and forgive him...
Why should he?
Look.
I wouldn't blame him if he never wanted to see his brother again.
I don't mind, OK? It's all right. Do what you want.
There. See? He knows we can't keep on like this.
This isn't just about him.
Now, William, love, will you tell Edward we can get over this? You tell him to come home...
Mum.
...and we'll put all this behind
us. Mum, I'm not going to go see him.
But...
I'm not stopping you. And I don't wish Ed any harm. I'm sorry, though. I can't forgive him for what he's done.
Of course you can't, son.
I'm not going to go over there and pretend everything's okay when it's not.
Oh, but if you could just see him, see what's happened to him.
I'm sorry, Mum. But I don't care. As far as I'm concerned, I stopped having a brother a long time ago.
Well, I heard you put on a fair few runs.
Only 14.
Well, could be worse.
Especially batting against Kev.
Oh.
Blimey, can that fella put a lick on the ball?
I know. Roy's still holding out for him to join the team.
Ah, it'd be fantastic if he did.
Yeah.
You know, I'll admit, I was a bit dubious when Roy first mentioned this Village Cup competition.
Oh, fair enough.
But there's a real spirit growing amongst the team now. With Kev on board, I reckon we could do really well.
Ah, good. Oh, hi there, Emma.
Oh, hello, Love.
Hiya.
What time is it? Have you just come back from Adam and Ian's?
Yeah, they'd left a mountain of ironing.
Oh. Hello, Georgie.
Okay, well, look, I better be off.
Ah, right, yeah.
Got to get over to Grange Farm.
Yeah, I should get moving, actually. The arcs need strawing down. You back for the afternoon now, Love?
Yeah. Oh, okay, George.
Right, well, I'll see you then.
Yeah, see you, Mike. Well, the front door's still open.
Oh, hold on.
Hmm?
No, I meant Mike.
Hey?
Sorry, is it all right if I have a word?
Well, yeah, of course.
Right, I'll see you later then.
Okay, Dad. Bye.
Bye.
What is it, Emma, love?
I was wondering. You're over at Grange Farm a lot. Have you seen Ed?
Oh.
How is he? Is he all right? Please, Mike, you must know something. I've been worried sick.
Yeah, I saw him yesterday.
And?
He's not great. I'm only over there doing milking. I don't go in the house that much.
I saw him last week. He looked terrible, Mike. In a real state.
Listen, Emma, I don't want you getting upset, but from what I understand, he's in a bad way. He's drinking heavily, he's very depressed. I reckon he's given Oliver and Caroline a pretty hard time.
What do you mean?
Oh, I'm sorry, love. That's all I can tell you.
Come on, Ed. Festering here isn't going to do you any good.
Go away.
Get out of bed.
Leave me alone.
You'll feel better after a nice hot shower. Come on.
No.
Ed, it's 2 p.m. I want you to get up and get washed.
Piss off.
Oh, you're still wearing the same clothes. Ed, honestly... You're not on the streets now.
Oliver.
Oh, Caroline.
What's happening?
I want Ed to get out of bed. Thought he might like to walk the herd with me.
Oh, that sounds like a good idea. Why don't you go with Oliver, Ed?
Yeah, just half an hour's stroll. Clear your head a bit.
Actually, we could do with getting some fresh air in here. Let's get this window open.
Where is it with you two?
Eh?
Are you tapped in the head or something? Why do you have to keep bothering people all the time?
Ed!
What, you think you're going to get a medal?
Where are you going?
Oh, if only.
Ed?
He's going to the bathroom, Oliver.
You going to come and check the cows with me, then?
Well, at least we got him out of bed. I might as well change it while he's gone.
I'm sorry.
What are you apologising for?
I am doing my best. I just don't know how to handle him when he's like this.
Yeah. All right, Oliver.
I thought as time went on, he'd begin to readjust.
Yeah, you'd hope so. It can't carry on like this.
No. Look, aren't you meant to be at work?
Should have been there 10 minutes ago.
Well, you go then.
I'll finish this.
No, I'll do it.
It's fine.
I'll do it, Caroline. I'm quite capable of folding a hospital corner. Now, you get off to work.
I can't blame William for feeling that way. But I can't help wanting to be over there, neither.
Of course.
It don't seem right. Edward's suffering on his own.
He's not alone.
And me? Well, it's all such a mess.
No, yeah. Come on, now.
I just want to be a mother, Mike. You understand. You've seen him.
He's going to be all right.
So thin and pale.
At least you know where he is. You know he's safe.
Oh, I suppose so. But it should be his family looking after him, not Oliver and Caroline. I mean, what does that say about us, that we can't even take care of our own son?
Come on.
He's still homeless, really.
Give me the secateurs.
What? Oh, right.
Clary, love, listen to me. You don't have to worry. Oliver's doing his best for the lad.
He shouldn't have to.
No, but he wants to. After all, he's still hoping Ed's going to be his dairy manager.
Yeah, he's been so good. Him and Caroline.
Ed's got a lot of people who care about him.
Mm. Of course, it wouldn't be like this if Eddie would just show one little bit of compassion.
Clary.
I don't understand how he can be so uncaring.
I'm sure he's not.
Oh, he is, Mike. I don't reckon he even thinks of Edward as his own son no more. As for me, my feelings.
What?
Well, he can see how scared I am.
Scared?
I'm terrified. I keep expecting Oliver to phone to say it was run away again, or the TV.
Hey, look, nothing's going to happen.
I just want to go over there and grab him and drag him home.
I'll tell you what, I'm over at Grange Farm pretty much every day now. I can keep an eye on things.
Could you?
Yeah.
Oh, Mike, that'd be wonderful. I mean, I know I can't talk to Oliver, but...
It's not a problem. Whatever happens... I'll let you know.
Oh, thank you. Oh, that'd make me feel so much better.
Dad?
Hi there. Oh,
what are you doing?
Oh, just making a quick sarnie. Do you want one?
No, Tar. Are you going to be in for the next half hour or so?
I'm going over to Home Farm in a bit to help with the hauling. Why?
I don't suppose you could keep an eye on George for me, could you?
Why? Where are you going? Emma, no.
I have to, Dad.
You're not seeing him.
But, look, he's not well, Mike told me. He's drunk all the time. I saw for myself. He's in a terrible state.
I don't want you getting involved with him again.
Look, I can help him. He needs me.
No, he doesn't. And he certainly doesn't deserve you. Okay, so he's drinking. Well, that just goes to show what a waster he is.
Dad!
He's no good, Emma.
You're not being fair. This isn't his fault. When I moved out of the caravan...
You made the right decision.
Yeah, but I really hurt him, Dad. I didn't realise how much. He didn't understand. He thought I didn't want him.
You did it for George.
Yeah, I know.
So that's who you should be thinking of now, isn't it? He's not... You don't want George anywhere near him.
He won't always be like this, Dad.
Oh, Emma.
If I can get him just to see how things really are, then none of it was about him. I know it'll make things better.
And
he'll stop drinking.
Well, how are you going to do that? He doesn't even want to see his own mum.
What?
Hmm?
Well, Clary hasn't been back to see him.
No.
How do you know?
He doesn't want to see anyone. He's pushing everyone away.
Have you been talking to Clary?
I haven't, no.
So Mum has?
Well, of course they've spoken.
And you didn't think you ought to tell me?
Emma, you've enough to do just bringing up George on your own, without worrying about some lad who's already fouled up the last few years of your life.
I love him, Dad.
Yes, I know. That's what you always say.
Because it's true. And he loves me. I've got to go and see him.
And what if that's not enough?
What do you mean?
Well...
I am not giving up on him now.
But it might not be your choice. Love, you can't waste your life on someone who's already given up on himself. Look at your mum and Clive.
Ed is not like my uncle.
Emma, please, please, please don't go. If Ed's going to sort himself out, the only person who's going to do it is him.
I'm sorry, Mike, but I just don't know.
Oh, well.
I'm sure it won't be long now, though.
I hope not. Got to confirm when I'm going to stop taking milk from the dairy.
The 15th, tell them. Honestly, environmental health will have given us the all-clear long before that.
All right, if you say so.
We fixed the problem with the heat exchanger, and there's really no need to worry.
Okay, I'll give them a call then.
2 weeks tomorrow. That's still our launch day.
I was thinking about that, actually.
Hmm?
Yeah, you know how at the moment I normally finish my rain about 9:30?
Yeah?
Well, it means a lot of the folks have already gone to work before I deliver.
Were you thinking of starting earlier?
Why, had you thought of that?
Well, it had occurred to me, particularly as we're marketing Grange Farm milk on the basis of freshness. If we can get yesterday's milk onto customers' tables before they have breakfast, then all the better.
That's better than it sitting on the step all day.
Exactly.
I know I've lost orders because of that over the years.
So, what time are you thinking of?
Well, I reckon load up the truck about 3, have the milk all delivered by 7:30.
Think you can manage that?
Well, see, why not?
Well, I'm sure from a marketing point of view it's the right thing. It's terribly early, though.
Oh, I don't mind. I'm still not good at nights anyway.
Right.
Because of Betty, see?
Yes.
Just can't sleep proper without her. And this way I'd get to go home and have breakfast with the family.
Well, I can see how that would be nice for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Ollie!
Ed, wonderful.
Mike, how you doing?
Decided to join us.
You all right, Ed?
Yeah, fine.
Speaking to your mum earlier.
What's going on? I was in the house and it's... What am I doing here? Someone's going to get me. But here you are.
That's right.
And I'm here.
You are, yes.
Mike.
Hello.
Look on, people. What's happening?
Well, we were just discussing what time Mike might begin his
round. Yeah,
So we want to have the milk on people's doorsteps by 7:30.
Sure.
So Mike's going to begin at 3, is it?
Do you hear that?
Hear what?
Oh. It is. Who's it?
What is?
I think there's a car outside.
Well, come on, we have to go and see.
Ed, no, don't go out there. Oh, Mike, I'm sorry. Will you stay here?
Yeah, sure.
Ed, hold on.
Ed, we should take a drive somewhere, yeah? It's been ages since... I know I had to sell my car. Caroline, get back in. We're going for a drive.
Are we indeed?
Ed, come on. Let's go inside.
Come on, then I'll drive.
Not in that condition, you won't.
What condition?
Ed.
Come on, give me the keys.
You're drunk. Again.
No, I'm not.
Isn't he, Oliver?
Well...
What, have you seen me drinking?
No, I haven't.
Exactly.
Ed, the car's locked.
I'll go make some coffee.
Caroline, I'm sorry. I didn't know. I was in the dairy with Mike. Ed.
What?
This can't continue. Oh, stop that.
Look, if we can get inside, I can jack it.
You need some help. This is too much.
What?
You're going to push Caroline and me too far, Ed.
Well, if you want me to go, I'll go.
No, that's not what I meant.
There's no problem, I'm out of here.
Ed, that's the last thing we want, but you've got to start sorting yourself out. Perhaps you should go and see a doctor.
What? Why?
Well, you could speak to him about your drinking.
I told you, I've not been drinking.
Ed, seriously. We've got to do something.
I'm not going to a doctor, Oliver.
Well, it might help.
But it won't. That's all right, I get what you're saying. I'll be out of your hair very soon.
That's not what I said.
You don't need to freak. Won't be hanging around here much longer.
Excuse me, David.
Oh, right, sorry.
Just need to get to the cupboard.
Ow! Oh, watch out.
I didn't mean to bang you.
Where do you keep the casserole dish now?
Oh, pass it to me. It goes down here.
Right.
Ow!
Well, don't stand in the way.
Do you want a cup of tea or not?
Josh, Jamie, either you're playing in the sitting room or you're playing outside.
Yeah, go on, kids. Go and see what Pip and Izzy are doing.
Yours too. Bless them. But sometimes...
Why, they're getting bored, aren't they?
They've only been off for a week.
You know what we need to do?
What's that?
We need to go back to the way things used to be. Get them working out in the fields. There you go.
At least it would keep them occupied.
Yeah. Mum, tea?
Do you leave it on the side?
Okay.
Oh, that reminds me, David. We need to work out who's going to take Pip to Pony Club next week.
When is it?
She goes Monday morning.
Well, Brian's starting the week then. I'll be grain hauling.
Well, if I go, someone's got to look after Josh and Ben.
Can't they go with you?
No.
I'm afraid I've got a WI meeting on Monday.
Oh, it's okay, Jill. Well, what about when she comes back on Wednesday?
I don't know. Look, I need to go.
David.
We'll work it out later.
Oh, I thought sending Pip away for a couple of days would make things easier.
I'm sorry, Ruth.
What's up? What?
I'd help if I could, but I'm ever so busy.
No, no, don't worry.
Well?
Oh, hi, Sam. You finished already?
Yeah, not so many to get through at the moment. I'm heading towards Marnie, so you go out to the sheep.
Well, there's all this washing needs doing.
In there always.
Yeah. But I do need to walk the sheep. Would that be okay with you, Jill?
Of course. I can finish up here.
Great. Now we can walk up together. Catch you up with a few things.
Although Nigel is coming to pick me up in an hour or so.
We'll be back before that. Right then.
Let's go.
Nigel, please, sweetheart, come down.
Hold on.
That lad is so flimsy. What are you looking up there for, anyway?
The means to wet Cupid's arrow.
What?
Ah.
Nigel. Nigel, what are you talking about? What do you need William Butler Yeats for?
Aha. Now, has that edition got He Wishes for the Cloths of Heaven in it?
Look, come on, come down.
Just check.
Oh, right, all right. Yes, 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 it's in here.
Oh, good.
But what do you want with it?
Our dear, sweet Titcomb is in love.
I beg your pardon.
His heart is not his own. Had I the heaven's embroidered cloths enwrought with golden and silver light...
Nigel, will you just explain?
He's got the hot.
Who for?
Eileen Pugsley.
What?
Their gaze crossed one day in the scullery, and he was entranced.
How do you know?
He just told me. I wanted to have another little chat with him about all the problems we've been having.
Right.
I felt he rather clammed up last week when we confronted him about the mower.
And what? He just came out with it?
He couldn't hold it any longer. His head is swooning with desire.
All right, Nigel, enough. Well, I suppose that explains all the mistakes. The bark chippings, the overtime, mm-hmm. putting the border in the wrong place.
Absolutely. He says he hasn't been able to keep his mind on anything for weeks. Apparently, he's held a torch for Mrs. Pugsley ever since they met. But he's always respected the fact that she was married.
Oh.
Isn't that romantic?
Poor Titcomb.
But now that Mr. Pugsley's passed away...
So what's he going to do?
He hasn't a clue. I mean, he's not even sure if she likes him that way.
How could you be? I didn't think Mrs. Pugsley liked anyone in any way.
But that's where the poetry comes in. I've agreed to help Titcomb pierce the heart of the beauteous Eileen.
With Yeats?
Yes. I thought maybe he could send her a bunch of flowers with the poem attached. Or recite it to her through the laundry window.
Nigel,
oh,
Nigel.
Wouldn't that be romantic?
Well...
You'd like it.
I'm sure I'd love it. But Titcomb reciting poetry... I mean, even the thought of it makes me want to laugh.
You always say the way to a girl's heart is to make her giggle.
Yeah, I don't think Mrs. Pugsley is that kind of girl. Why don't you suggest he invites her out for a meal instead?
It's a bit ordinary.
Exactly. There's no need for fireworks or huge gestures at this stage.
Do you really think that that would be better than poetry?
I do, and I am a woman.
All right. Sorry, WB.
Where are you going?
I've got to tell Titcomb the new plan.
Yeah, but...
He's off cutting flowers.
Well, remember, you're picking Mum up from Brookfield soon.
Yes, yes, I remember.
Well, it doesn't sound as if Ed's going to be doing the milking any time soon.
No, it doesn't.
No matter how pleased Joe is to have him back.
I heard he's drunk most of the time.
Who told you that?
Kirsty. She was talking to somebody.
Oh.
Yeah, she reckons he's a ripe mess. Shouted Emma out of the house.
Really?
Yeah.
Poor Clary and Eddie. You'd think their troubles would be over when he came home.
Well, I guess Oliver and Michael still be able to handle the milking.
I think I've got problems keeping the kids entertained over the holidays.
Hey, don't dismiss it. You've got your hands full doing all that and all your regular jobs.
Oh, thanks, Sam.
Well, I think you're doing great.
I don't know about that. I'm already getting tired of their bickering. Did you and your sister argue much?
Oh, yeah.
Josh and Pip never stopped.
Yeah, we used to fight so badly, my dad ended up building a treehouse for us.
Didn't you just fight over that as well?
Of course. Yeah, but it meant we were at the bottom of the garden, so Mum and Dad couldn't hear us. No, actually, we were quite good at sharing it. I think we felt like it was our own little den away from our folks. We didn't want to spoil it.
Right.
You know, I used to spend most of the summer up in the old sycamore tree.
Maybe Josh and Pip need something like that.
Yeah, might be an idea. Yeah, it was great when I was a teenager too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, have some very happy memories of that treehouse.
Oh, no, what are they getting up to now?
Hey?
Jill! Jill, is everything okay?
Watch out, Josh!
Ow! Tell them, Jill!
I don't think you're allowed to do that!
No! Honestly, ooh, that doesn't count!
5-0 to us! 5-0 to us!
No! That's not a goal! You fouled me!
Jill! Nigel, you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Oh, what's happening?
We were waiting for you to get back. The children wanted a game of football.
Aren't you going to play anymore?
No! That's it from me.
You're getting clattered, Nigel.
Yeah, it'll wear off. Ouch!
I'm sorry, Jill. I didn't realise you'd be away for so long.
Well, that's okay.
Do you need to go now?
Well,
honestly, I'm all right. I can drive.
Then yes, I suppose so.
Well, thanks for looking after them this morning.
Why, you know I don't mind. It'll be the two of us tomorrow.
Wonderful.
Look after yourself, Nigel.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, Jill. Oh, dear. Poor Nigel.
Ouch. Right on the shin.
I know. I clapped with David a couple of times this morning. By accident.
Oh.
Did you do that to your uncle, Josh?
No, it was Jamie.
Is that right?
Are you going to play with us?
I can't. I've got lots of important jobs to do.
Please!
Why? You can play amongst yourselves, can't you?
Suppose we'll have to.
Oh, never mind. Sam's had a great idea. I think you're really going to like this.
Ah, Liz is chatting to one of the suppliers.
Right.
We'd better wait for her to finish. Yes. So, Titcomb, he's going to pluck up the courage to ask Mrs. Pugsley out for a meal.
That really is amazing.
I know.
Who'd have thought it?
We'd always presumed he was one of those happy bachelors, married to his spade and his trowel. But no, all this time he's been devoted to his lady love, unrequited and unobtainable.
Yes.
Until now.
Well, I hope it works out for them.
So do I.
This is a lovely watercolour, Nigel.
Charming, isn't it?
It's the Hassett Hills from Paxley, don't you think?
Yes, you're probably right. Sorry, I don't know the artist. Lewis hasn't put the labels up yet.
Chris might like it. She still needs a few things for her walls.
I can put a red dot on it for you.
Well, let me have a word with her first.
Thanks very much,
Jeremy. Hi, Mum.
Hello, darling.
Looked like you were having an in-depth chat with, well, what's his name?
Jeremy. Is your leg all right?
Yes.
Football. Honestly, when did you ever play football?
I'm fine. Anyway, tell me, Jeremy seemed very interested in Uncle Rupert's paintings.
Yeah, he was. These are some pictures by one of Nigel's relatives.
Yes, he was telling me in the car.
But does Jeremy think they're better than we thought?
Afraid not. But he did have a close look at the damaged one.
Oh. What did he think? Any chance of selling it now?
Well, that's the thing. The fragment you exposed, the painting underneath, he doesn't think it was done by Rupert.
He doesn't?
No. He says the hand is different and it looks earlier.
And what does that mean? Your uncle painted over someone else's picture?
I guess so.
Bohemian Uncle Rupert, the great art lover. I can't imagine he'd do that.
Well, it's what Jeremy thinks. Ask him to show you. The brush strokes are shorter.
That's exciting. I wonder what's under there.
I can't imagine.
Well, Jeremy says it's quite common. It was often cheaper to reuse a canvas than to buy a new one.
Really?
Yeah, well, he thinks we should get it checked out. He's given me the number for the curator at Felbisham Museum and Art Gallery.
Are you going to call?
I think we've got to.
I should say so.
I want to know what might be under there.
David, go on.
Not you as well.
But the kids are so keen.
I'm well aware how keen they are. My ears are still ringing.
You can't say no to that.
I just don't know why Sam had to put the idea in their heads in the first place.
It was because of a conversation we had earlier. His dad built him a treehouse when he was a child.
Oh, did he? Well, can his dad come up from Devon now, then? Because I haven't got time to build one.
Oh, come on. I know we're busy, but we're going to have to spend time entertaining the kids anyway. This is a great way to keep them occupied, especially with Jamie and Izzy and all the others being over here.
Yeah, but it's a lot of work, you know.
Well, it doesn't have to be. They're not expecting you to build an architectural marvel.
Oh, all right, then.
I'm once it's done, it's there for the summer after this and the summer after that.
Yeah, okay, okay.
And the summer after that. Yeah,
all right, I'll build a blasted thing.
I knew you would. You just have to have your little grumble.
Seriously, though. I mean, yeah, it's a nice idea, but I don't know if wish Sam had suggested something a bit lower maintenance.
Right.
Sam!
Sorry, the door was open. I can come back.
No, no, no.
I was just having a chat with the kids.
It's fine, Sam. Dave has decided to go ahead and build the treehouse.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, you're right. They'll love it.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Right. Well, I need to put this washing out.
Oh, OK.
Shut the washing machine door, will you, David?
What?
I've got it.
Oh, right.
So, me and the kids, we've come up with some ideas for the treehouse.
Oh, have you indeed?
Yeah. But we need your help. Which tree do you want it in?
Ow! Oh, for pity's sake, Ian.
Oh, yeah?
Your shoes. I tripped over them. Go back to sleep.
What are you doing?
I'm just getting ready to leave. Close your eyes.
No, no, no. It's fine up on the curtains.
No,
I was awake anyway. Oh, I might as well get up now.
How come you're not sleeping at the moment?
I don't know.
You weren't until past midnight, were you?
Something like that. I never needed a lot of sleep. So that's a good thing. I might be getting even less in the near future.
Ah, so that's it.
What?
My broody boyfriend's head is too full of babies for him to sleep.
I'm allowed to get excited.
Of course you are.
Oh, look, mind, you're stepping on my mobile.
Oh, don't leave it lying on the floor, then. Oh, you got a message.
Have I? Oh.
So, you're going to get up in the night when he or she starts crying, are you?
Naturally.
John, you good?
Yeah, and I'm expecting you to do your fair share too, mister.
That's not my baby.
Flippin' well is. Oh, hang on, it's a message from Mads.
Ah. Well, I still draw the line at nappies. I don't care what you say about lambing being more disgusting. I'm not doing it. Ian? What's the matter? What is it?
Mads is going abroad. She has a job in a documentary shooting. They need her in location. She's flying out to Tunisia on Friday for 6 weeks.
Oh, I see.
But what does that mean?
Nothing. Just right, okay. I suppose that means everything will have to be put on hold.
Yeah.
You'll have to cancel your trip to the clinic next week.
I suppose it will.
Well, if you're okay with that, fine.
Yeah. Fine.
Is everything okay?
Oh, Jenny.
What's the matter?
Nothing. I'm just checking there's no more damage to Tom's van.
Is there?
No.
Oh, well, that's good. Thought there'd been another break-in.
No, it's all right. No one's been here.
I still wish you'd let me call the police.
Well, there really wasn't any point.
Well, so you say.
Apart from anything else, Tom had cleaned up everything inside. Where's your evidence?
I know.
Look, he's made a mistake. He's annoyed a lot of people who don't want him messing with their cosy little system. Oh. You might not like it, but, well, when Tom told me how he got his pitch at the Borchester show, writing to the president, and it's just not the way to get things done.
But what's he supposed to do, Brian? He's trying to build a business.
Yes, I know.
And if he's facing what sounds to me like a cartel, well, then he's got to challenge it.
It doesn't work that way.
Well, how else is he going to get ahead?
I'm sorry, Jenny, but sometimes it's better to try and work within the system.
Well, I don't think you should criticise Tom for having principles or defend these people's tactics.
I'm not.
Well, of course you are. They're criminals, Brian. They're trying to intimidate Tom out of a living.
No, I know, and you're right.
Morning.
Morning, darling.
Hi, Adam. Look, I'd better get on.
Brian,
I understand what you're saying.
I've just passed Jeff and Neil. They're expecting you on the combine this morning.
Yes, I'm coming now. I'll see you later.
Yeah, bye.
Oh, honestly, if the rest of us were as bad at timekeeping...
My fault. I held him up.
Right.
You okay, darling?
Oh, yeah. Everything's hunky-dory.
What's wrong?
Sorry, nothing.
No, something's the matter. Come on, darling. We'll put the kettle on. What's happened now?
Hold on. Let me just finish this. Right. Don't you think you could be reading a bit too much into it?
No.
What did Adam actually say?
Oh.
Oh?
Yeah. Look, I know Adam. His O's can be loaded with moral indignation.
Ian.
Oh, really, they can? Oh, I don't know. I'm just really disappointed, I suppose. I thought after everything that was said last week, Adam wasn't bored with us now.
Well, that is the impression that you gave me.
Well, that's what I thought. But the way he reacted this morning... I mean, if he was lying again just to get me to move back in...
Do you think he was?
No. I don't think so.
Well, then. You got to allow the guy to have a wobble now and then.
A wobble?
Yeah.
Well, I hope that's all it is. Because the last thing I wanted to feel was that he was being dragged along with us.
Look, Ian. What you're embarking on, it's a big deal. I mean, So what? Adam was a bit surprised when he heard Mads was going away. I mean, if anything, that's a good thing.
Well, how do you work that out?
Perhaps he was disappointed. He wants to crack on too.
Nice theory.
But it's as good as any. So far, all the bloke's done is say, oh.
And I see.
Oh, well, that seals it.
Yeah, all right.
Look, you just need to go back to basics. What did Adam say last week?
That he wants to have the baby, that he's going to be completely involved.
Then you might as well take him at his word.
Oh, but we're stuck with it now anyway. I mean, with Mads in North Africa, it's not like we can do anything. Look, I'm just worried I'm not going to be able to keep Adam positive.
He said he wanted the baby.
Yeah, I know, but with this delay, I can't help feeling he could change his mind at any time.
I guessed this would happen. I knew she hadn't thought how a child would fit into her lifestyle.
She has to earn a living.
Oh, yes, of course, but what about Ian? Is she going to string him along until she's got space in her diary?
Adam.
Well, is she?
Well, I've no idea. How does Ian feel about it?
What?
Is he as upset about the delay?
Well, no, he doesn't seem to be, but, you know, Ian, he'd rather put himself out than think badly of anyone.
So really it's you that's got the problem.
I don't want him getting messed about. Once Mads has had this baby, she'd better not expect just to be able to dump it on Ian and swan off abroad.
She hasn't even had it yet.
And I'll believe that when I see it.
What?
Well, she's got Ian as baby insurance now, hasn't she? It's probably all she ever wanted.
Oh, for goodness sake, Adam. I think you're being ever so unfair to the girl. You said you were going to support Ian.
That's what I'm doing.
Well, it doesn't sound that way to me. How do you think he'd feel hearing you talk about his best friend like this?
Which is why I haven't said anything. Surely you can see where I'm coming from, though.
Well, I'm sorry, darling. You're just going over the same ground, aren't you?
No!
Well, Ian's hardly going to feel supported if every time there's a problem, you proclaim the project doomed.
I'm not doing that.
But you are, darling. And why?
Look,
you've got to accept you're going to be bringing up a child with this woman. There are going to be lots of niggles and stumbling blocks along the way.
I know, Mum.
How are you going to deal with them unless your heart's really in it?
Not bad, eh? Better than that pokey little office I had over at Sawyer's.
I should say so.
Do you know, I can't believe you haven't seen the new place yet.
No. Last time I was up here, Will was still living here.
Oh, blimey. Lillian calls it my lair.
Does she?
Sorry, you all right here at the desk, or do you want to take the sofas?
No, yes, fine.
Okay, good. Yeah, she reckons when I'm in trouble, she's going to banish me up here to the roof.
I don't see why not. Got your plasma screen, chessboard.
Yeah, we kept the shower room too.
Got everything you need?
Everything except a bed. So, what can I do you for?
Do you know a chap called Malcolm Beck, Matt? He owns a lot of the catering franchises around the county.
Oh, Malcolm, yeah. I mean, I don't know him well, but our paths cross on occasion.
I wondered if they might.
Seems like a good bloke, sharp.
Well, he's been causing Tom a few problems.
Has he now?
Yes. In fact, Tom thinks he sent some people round last week to smash up his catering van.
Really?
Hmm.
And why would Malcolm have done that?
Well, shall we say, Tom's been a little pushy when it comes to securing pitches. He's pulled a few strings, stepped on a few toes.
Oh, I see, yeah.
He's just been a bit naive, really.
And now he's been given a wake-up call, then.
Yes. I mean, does that sound like the kind of thing this Malcolm Beck would get involved in?
Hey, I hope you're not asking me to besmirch a collie.
No, not if it's unwarranted. Is it?
No. No, it probably isn't. But I don't know why you're coming to me. What do you think I can do?
Well, to be honest, I'm not sure.
I mean, if Ian Thomas stuck in some kind of...
Tom's just trying to run a business.
Yeah, still not for me to get in between.
Well, I just thought you might be able to, well...
Pull a few strings.
Make it in his interest to leave Tom alone. I'm just wondering, that's all.
Say I could do something. Who would I be doing it for? You? I mean, it's not technically your business, is it, Brian?
No.
So Tom, then. But if I'm doing it for him...
Matt.
Then where is he?
You'd be doing it for...
I mean, it's a big favour he's asking. Well,
yes, you see, I suppose you'd be doing it for the family.
Whose family?
What? Us. Lillian's family. Your family, in a way.
Oh.
But if you don't feel that's something you
could... No. I'll do it. Of course I will. I'm not going to sit back and allow Lillian's nephew to get harassed, am I? I'll just expect a damn good birthday present on Monday, that's all.
Hey.
Ian, hi.
I was cleaning out the fridges and I thought, well, why throw away all this food when I know you'd eat it?
What?
I'm joking. Here, I made you some lunch.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, look, it's only a sandwich, but it's edible.
Thanks. Listen, Ian...
Adam,
No,
please, let me...
No, me. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have reacted the way I did.
And I shouldn't expect you just to take everything with a smile on your face.
But I should. That's what I said I'd do.
No. You said you'd support me. That's different.
Well, I do. I might not always show it the way you'd like, but I meant what I said last week. What you want is what I want. I'm going to do everything I can to make it work.
Good. Because I've had a thought.
Huh?
Yeah. You said you wanted to be involved. And there's no reason why we can't carry on with certain things without Mads.
Like what?
Like the tests I need to have done. I mean, why wait for Mads? We've already got the appointment.
I suppose you have.
No. Adam, we'll go together. Well, if you've got time.
Yes. Yes, it'll be difficult, but I'll make the time.
Good. Come here, you.
Adam!
Oh, hi, Brian.
Ian?
Hello, Brian.
All right? You two seem very pleased about something.
No?
No, not really.
We're just happy to see each other.
I see. Well, don't fritter away too much time. It's your shift on the combine soon.
I wouldn't dream of forgetting.
Good. I'll leave you to it.
Okay.
See you, Brian.
Yes, bye, Ian.
You're going to have to tell him, you know, eventually, that we're going to be a dad.
I know. I can't imagine how he's going to take it.
Well, you don't need to put yourself through that yet. Perhaps you should wait a while.
Yes. A long while, I think.
You sure you won't come, Ed? We won't be long. Just a quick trip to Cumberley Farms, pick up the fence posts and straight back, eh?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't want to.
And what are you going to do whilst I'm gone, eh?
I don't know.
Well, you can't just get back to bed. You've got to start doing something with your days.
Have I?
Yes, you have.
Right.
Have you had any breakfast yet? Well, then maybe you should start with that, eh?
All right.
Well, you know where the cereal is.
Just go and get the posts, Oliver.
Yes, I will. And I don't suppose there's any chance you'd like to help me put them in when I get back. I know. See you in a little while. Eat some breakfast.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't expect to feel better if you don't eat.
Blah, blah, blah.
Bye.
Bye. I'll just get some fruit juice.
Ed.
Emma.
I am sorry, Lewis. You've done such a wonderful job hanging Uncle Rupert's paintings.
On the bubble wrap, Nigel.
And now I'm spoiling it.
No, not at all.
There. Let's hope we have this back on the wall in a few hours.
Well, if we can't, it doesn't matter. Do you have any idea what they're planning to do at the art gallery?
I haven't, I'm afraid.
Well, I thought they might want to X-ray it.
Oh, gosh.
No, I don't believe so.
Well, they often do. I think the Tate did it with a constable earlier this year. It's one of the main ways of seeing if there's another picture underneath.
I hardly think Uncle Rupert's painting warrants such attention. No, the curator at Felbsham just said he'd cast his eye over it.
Ah, I see.
Can't imagine Uncle Rupert would have painted over anything of quality.
Well, I suppose not. I'm just getting carried away. Still, it would be terrific if there were a hidden masterpiece underneath.
Unlikely, then.
Ah, man can dream. Well, you'll have to tell me exactly what the curator says. There. All nicely wrapped and protected.
Look, Lewis, if you'd like to join me...
What? Oh, it's...
Come, I'm sure we can spare someone from the house to watch the gallery.
No, it's fine, Nigel.
Oh, come on. The Liz is busy. If we do find something, it would be nice to have someone to share the moment.
Stop saying that!
Ed, please!
I'm not listening to you!
Where are you going? Oh, don't do that.
I do what I want. You don't get to control me anymore.
Oh, control? What are you talking about? Put that bottle down.
You used me, Emma. You knew how much I loved you, and you took it and you used it to get what you wanted.
That's not true.
You told me I was George's father!
I thought you were. Do you think I would have chosen any of this? Is this what you think I want?
No. No.
Well then.
Because I got away from you, didn't I? I left.
What?
See, that's what you don't get. And while I was away, I had time to think without you messing my head around. I got to see what you're really like.
And what's that?
I just told you! You're a fake! You don't mean a word you say!
Ed, that's just not true. Come on, look at me.
Don't touch me!
Please, come on, just look at me. Ed, why are you doing this to yourself? How can you think any of that was pretend? Don't you remember the things we said to each other, everything we shared?
Oh.
Well, it hurts that you think none of that was real.
You dumped me, Emma.
I didn't.
You know, when it all stopped going your way, you abandoned me and you ran off back to your parents.
It wasn't about you.
You didn't care.
It was about George. That's what you never understood.
You gave up on
us. What do you think I'm doing here? Hey? Why would I have come?
All right. All right, then. If I've got you so wrong, let's get back together, eh?
What?
Yeah, we'll put everything behind us. You, me and George, we'll forget any of this ever happened. We'll move back into the caravan, how's that? Is that what you want? Well?
Ed.
No, I didn't think so.
You know I can. I've got to think of George. But that doesn't mean I don't love you.
I said don't say that.
But it's true, if you just let me help you. If you believe what I'm saying. I love you. I love you. I do.
Get off me!
I just can't give you what you want right now.
You mean you don't want to?
Ed, I can't bear seeing you like this.
It's your fault. You made me this way.
What?
You did this to me, Emma. I gave up everything for you.
No.
And this is all that's left. So I'm sorry. But Ed isn't here anymore. You might as well leave.
Calm down, Oliver. What exactly did the health officer say? You say we've passed one of the tests.
Yes, the phosphatase. The one we failed last time.
So what's gone wrong now?
Something called the TVC.
The what?
Total variable count, I think. It's a test for bacteria. They take a sample of the milk, look at it, and look at it again in 5 days, and if the number of bugs has gone up too much, then we've got a problem.
So, basically, the pasteurizer's still not working?
No.
But if it's meant to kill all the bacteria...
Not all of them, no, and that's what they've found in the milk. Unacceptable levels of psychotropic bacteria.
Psychotropic?
Bacteria that can multiply at low temperatures.
Oh, goodness.
It's all to do with keeping quality. And it could be anywhere in the system. We've got to strip it all down, the milking bail, bulk tank, take it all apart and disinfect it.
All right.
And if we miss any pocket of infection, then we'll fail the test again. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Well, how long is this going to take?
I wish I knew.
Come on. You must have some idea.
Well, why would I? All this is new to me. I must have been an idiot to think I could ever do it.
Oh, Oliver.
All I was trying to do was... Oh, I don't know. Something good. Something that might actually improve things.
And you still can.
But with all the regulations and the bureaucracy...
They've got to protect people's health.
You're just impeded at every turn. And then there's Ed.
What about him?
No, nothing.
No, 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 come on. Talk to me.
No, it doesn't matter. I know how you feel.
Really? How do I feel?
That he's too much. And I shouldn't be expecting to keep him under our roof.
Oliver, I don't...
And you're right. He is too much.
Listen to me. All right, yes. I'm finding the situation difficult. But of course I think we should be helping Ed. And as for the dairy, well, I thought that's who we were doing it for.
It is, along with Mike.
Well, then we've just got to get on and get it sorted, haven't we?
Yeah, I suppose.
Now you've got Mike and Joe and Jazza. And there's me. I can help.
We've still got to carry on with milking as usual.
Then that's what we'll do. Hey, come on. Chin up. We're in this together. And we're not going to let a whole load of psychotic bacteria or whatever it is get the better of us, are we?
No. No, all right, we're not.
Good.
I'm sorry. I was just getting that phone call. It felt like the last straw, you know?
Yes, I know. But it's not. It's just another hurdle that needs clearing.
Yep. Thank you.
Come on, let's get inside. You never know. If Ed sees the effort we're all putting into the dairy enterprise, it might be the incentive he needs. Something to pull himself out of this black hole.
Hmm. Caroline, you haven't been back today, have you?
No.
Well, I didn't leave the door open. Ed? Ed?
Are you in?
Where are you? Come on, just give us an answer. The front door was open.
I'll look upstairs.
Oh, no.
Oliver?
What the hell do you think you've done?
What is it? What's happened?
Ed!
Hello?
Oh.
Get up. Come on, get up.
What?
Oh, Oliver.
Why have you done this?
Done what? No, I didn't mean to. I was angry.
You're angry?
Oh, my grandmother's vase.
Oh, I don't believe this. Oh, my God.
What?
Next to the armchair. Oh,
is that where the smell's coming from?
Right, that's it. Give me the bottle.
No!
Give it to me.
No, I want it.
Let go. You're not drinking anymore. I'm not going to let you do it.
You can't do that.
You just watch me.
We had a deal.
And you've broken it. Is this what you think of us?
Give me the key.
All we've ever done is care for
you.
No,
go if you don't.
Through every stupid, idiotic thing you've done.
Stop!
All right, Oliver.
And this is how you repay us? By destroying our sitting room?
I don't even know why. You don't know what happened.
What did happen?
He decided he'd get drunk just like he does every day.
No!
Well, come on then, tell us. I'd love to know how you excuse this.
Go to hell, Oliver. I wouldn't tell you anyway.
Ed.
Now you're going to give me the key.
No, I'm not.
Right.
But where do you think you're going?
Ed, mind out!
I'm going. I'm getting out of here.
Ed, don't be silly. Come back. You don't have to go anywhere. Oh.
Leave him.
I can't.
You can.
What if he means it? What if he runs away again?
Where's he going to go to?
Oh, Caroline.
We can't keep giving in to him. Let him be.
How long did you say the picture would be with the restorer?
I'm not sure. I didn't think to ask.
Oh, I suppose it's bound to take a while. Must be such a painstaking task, taking off each layer of paint.
Lucrative, too. I hope Lizzie doesn't mind. It's going to be quite a hefty bill.
No, I'm sure she won't.
The curator just seemed so intrigued there.
I think we all were.
I was amazed how much he could tell from such a tiny fragment. The age of the paint, the skill of the artist.
And as you say, even if it only tells you a little more about the family history, it'll be well worth it.
Yes. Sorry, Uncle Rupert. It was a lovely painting, but we want to know what's underneath.
Nigel?
Hmm?
Who's that getting into that car?
Oh, it's Titcomb and Mrs. Pugsley.
Ah, my goodness. I'd never have recognised him in that suit.
They must be off for their romantic lunch.
No, don't wave. You'll make them self-conscious.
Isn't that delightful? Titcomb's been like a giddy teenager.
The heart never grows old. That's what your mother always used to say.
Wise words, Mummy.
We never stop wanting to be loved. I hope they find some happiness together.
Indeed. Knock her off her feet, Titcomb.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know where he can be.
Ed! Ed!
We practically followed him out of the door.
Oh, this is ludicrous. What am I going to tell Clary?
Oliver!
Edward!
Oliver, come here. I found him.
You have?
Yeah.
Oh, honestly. Ed. Ed, you hurt? Come on, then. Let's get you out of the ditch. Oh, no.
Have you got a hanky or anything?
No. Where'd he get vodka from?
Oh, who knows?
Come on. Hold on to me.
She said she loved me.
Yeah, up you get.
She doesn't. She didn't ever.
You're careful, Oliver. Let me take an arm. Have you got him?
Yeah, I've got him.
Fake. She's beautiful.
That's it, though.
What do you mean?
I can't take this anymore. I know what you said. This is beyond what I'm capable of.
Oh, look, we'll get him cleaned up. We'll put him to bed.
No, Caroline. It won't do. I've had enough. We need some help.
Okay, Eddie. Eddie?
Yeah?
Quick copper, and then we'll start on the next load, yeah?
Right, you are.
I reckon we should get all the bales in before we break.
David?
Oh, hi, love.
Will you go and speak to the children?
Eh?
They won't listen to me.
Why? What have they done now?
They keep climbing into the treehouse. I've said to them I don't want them doing it until the walls are up. They've got Ben going up there.
Oh, okay.
At least some kind of barrier. Hi, Eddie.
Oh, yeah? So, that's a treehouse you're building?
Yeah.
Oh, I saw it when I was driving past your orchard. Big, isn't it?
Do you think?
Judging by the platform, you'll be able to move in.
Well, it wasn't my design. Sam and the kids came up with it.
You had a hand in it too.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was the miserable bludge who kept saying no. You should have seen some of these plans, Eddie. They had rope bridges, firemen's poles. Sam's just sitting there going, yep, fine.
David.
Well, he's not the one who's going to have to build a thing.
He's been very helpful the last couple of days.
And where's he off to tomorrow? Gozo. Yeah, very crafty.
Where on earth's Gozo?
Oh, it's an island near Malta.
Well, you still need to put some walls up.
Yeah, all right, I know. I am very busy at the moment.
Too busy to ensure the safety of your children?
Oh, the guilt card.
Just tell them.
I will, only don't expect it to be this minute.
But I don't understand. Did this happen before Joe got there?
I think so.
So they'd already taken him back to the house?
Yeah.
Where do you think he were going? Was he really trying to run away?
Oh, I just don't know, but he's back at Grange Farm and he's all right.
Poor Oliver and Caroline. I'm going to have to give him some. Goodness knows where I'll find the money. There won't be cheap things, Edward Brogue.
We should talk to him before you worry about that.
And what with the trouble with the dairy?
Yeah, well, it's hardly helped.
Oh, Mike, I'm sorry. Can't be easy for you, neither.
Don't be daft, my problems don't compare.
No, I meant to phone you last night. How are you getting on?
Well, I expect Joe told you we cleaned the milking bowl yesterday, took it all apart, ran a hot wash through it.
Yeah.
Now all we got to do is scrub down the whole of the storage area, the bulk tank, the pasteuriser, the bottling equipment.
Oh, dear.
That's crazy. Absolutely the last thing we needed.
But I'm sure you'll get it done. Joe sounded confident.
Oh, yeah.
You see.
Well, I better get over there now, actually.
Oh, right.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No. You go and thank you.
I thought you'd, you'd want to be told.
Yeah. Oh, and Mike?
Hmm?
Well, I know today must be difficult. I mean, if you want to come over for your tea tonight, you know you're welcome.
Oh, well, thanks, Clary. Roy and Alias cooking. We're having a quiet family meal.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, that'll be very nice for you.
thanks, though, anyway. Yeah. Oh, afternoon, Alan.
Oh, Mike.
Oh. Alan, hello.
Is everything okay with Mike? I haven't seen him for a while.
It's Betty's birthday today.
Ah. Oh.
The family's all going to be together. They're having a nice meal.
Oh, that's good. What about you? How are you getting on? Managed to see Ed again?
No. I still don't want to see me. And his dad won't go up there to visit him. And oh, dear, I just can't stop bursting into tears every 5 minutes.
I don't think anyone would blame you.
I just feel so helpless, Alan. Edward's destroying himself and there's nothing I can do.
How are you getting on with the paddle mechanism?
Yeah, all right.
Well, make sure you get into all the crevices. That's where the milk fat accumulates.
I know.
Of course. It's just important, but you know that.
Listen, Oliver. Mm. What happens if we ain't got the all clear by the day of the launch?
Well, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, but what if it does?
It won't. I've arranged for the Environmental Health Officer to come in on Monday. We're making excellent progress. We'll have everything clean by then.
But how long is it going to take them to do the test?
5 days.
Well...
So we ought to know by this time next week. Or the following Monday, at the very latest.
Oliver, we start bottling on the Tuesday.
Yeah, I realise it's tight.
Well, that's an understatement.
But it's doable. I mean, the time's there.
Oh, I don't know. I think I'm going to have to get in touch with the dairy, see if I can't extend the supply a little longer.
Mike, no, trust me. There's absolutely no need. We can do this.
This is very naughty. We told the kids they couldn't come up here.
Here, give me a hand.
Hold on.
It's okay, you weren't full.
I said hold on.
Okay. Come on, then. Come on, let go of the run. Up you come. Yeah. All right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Oh, you look a bit uncomfortable.
Oh, it's this wretched prosthesis. Oh, it drives me mad.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow. Isn't it great up here?
It's all right, isn't it?
Oh, David, you've really got to get the walls put up. It's higher than I thought.
Yeah, I know. I'll get to it.
Well, there's no point having a treehouse if the kids can't play up here.
Unless we keep it.
Hey?
Well, leave the kids in the house, draw up the rope ladder, let them fend for themselves.
Now there's an idea.
Bert and Sam can run the farm.
Well, Sam's going away.
Well, I'm sure Bert can manage on his own.
I wish we were going on holiday.
Yeah. It'd be nice, wouldn't it?
I'd just like to go on a plane. It's been ages since I've flown anywhere.
You're not that desperate to leave, are you?
No.
Good.
Why would I be? I've got all this.
Yeah, exactly. I'm quite content sitting up a tree in my own back garden.
Yeah.
Only as long as you're with me, of course.
Oh, David. Sorry.
Oh. Really having problems, aren't you?
No, it's just when it's hot, when the silicon gets sweaty. Sexy, I know.
Be silly. I forget about it most of the time.
Wish I could.
You do ever so well. You never make any fuss.
Except now.
You know what I mean. It must be a real pain.
Be nice to be able to wear a skimpy top sometimes.
Hey, come here.
I'd better get down.
Oh?
I need to make a start on tea. And you've got some walls to build.
I'm sorry to bother you, Alan.
Not at all. Come on through.
Oh, thank you.
Would you like some tea? I think there's still some in the pot.
No, I'm fine, thanks.
Please, have a seat.
Cheers.
Am I right in thinking this is about Ed?
Oh, you guessed. So you know.
Yeah, Clary told me about yesterday, yeah.
What?
Ed getting drunk and wrecking your front room.
So Clary knows about that?
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's fine. I should have told her myself.
Well, I was shocked when I heard. Is he drinking a lot, then?
Yeah, every day. Doesn't seem to be able to function without it.
Oh, Oliver, I'm sorry. He must be having a very difficult time.
Well, it's not been easy.
Look, what about drugs? Do you know if he's taking any? Because it wouldn't be unusual.
I don't know, Alan. I mean, I haven't found anything, you know, needles or tablets.
Yeah, but you couldn't rule it out.
I suppose not. I've not really thought about it. At the moment, I'm just trying to tackle the drinking.
Yeah, sure.
I'm at a loss as to how to make him stop, you know?
You can't, Oliver.
marvellous.
No, I'm sorry to be so blunt, but it's the truth. You know what happened with Luke.
Yeah, well, I was hoping I might be able to learn something from your experience.
I failed. I couldn't get Luke off the heroin. I couldn't keep him from going back onto the street.
Oh.
And it took me a long, long time to come to terms with that. Until I came to realise that, well, it's important to deal with the day-to-day problems, of course it is, but in the end, I didn't manage to help with the root cause. And that was Luke's estrangement from his family.
Yeah, I see.
I don't need to point out the parallels to Ed's situation.
No, you don't.
Because he has some serious problems to address. He's got issues with his father, with him and Emma. And...
Yeah, which I've tried to talk to him about.
Well, that's great. I mean, that's what he needs. You might be able to help him.
Not so far.
But so all I'm trying to say to you is that just don't put too much pressure on yourself. You might not be able to solve this.
Yeah, well, I think I've already realised that. That's why I'm looking for help.
Yeah, of course, of course. And I'll do what I can, but I can give you the numbers for some professional organisations. Obviously, getting Ed to go would be a different matter.
Mm. Well, that'd be great.
Might be worth trying to take him to the drug rehab clinic in Borchester, if he has gone down that road.
Yeah, well, thank you. You're right, though. I need to find out what he's doing.
Evening.
Oh, hello.
Good day's work done. Shifted a few bales. What were you eating?
Just making ham salad. Thought, what with it being hot, would that be enough?
Yeah. You all right?
Okay.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
Clary.
Oh, it's just...
Oh, for God's...
I'm all right, Eddie. Just leave it, eh?
I'm getting sick of this.
Wait, just leave it alone. Oh, no, I ain't got the energy.
You've got to stop letting him do this to you, Clary. He's not worth it.
Oh.
You know it's all deliberate.
Deliberate?
Yes.
What are you talking about?
You really think Edward doesn't know what he's doing? Sulking away over there. Saying he doesn't want to see no one.
Oh, Eddie.
Well, if that's true, he may as well have stayed missing.
He's scared.
Oh, don't.
He's ashamed. He's punishing himself.
Look, stop defending him. It's all just an act. So we go crawling over there and forgive him.
But, well, I'm not falling for it.
You've got no idea. No idea at all.
As far as I'm concerned, he can stay there and rot. Let Oliver bleed his heart dry over him for a while.
He's going to kill himself, Eddie.
What?
With the drinking. Oliver and Caroline found him unconscious in a ditch yesterday. If he carries on like this, we're going to lose him.
Don't be so melodramatic.
It's true.
What? By getting ratted and falling in a ditch?
He's crying out.
Don't sound much different from how he always was.
Oh, please, love, I'm begging
you. The boy's a disgrace.
I already thought I'd lost him once.
God, well, I've had enough.
He needs his father.
No.
Alan agrees. What?
Oh, I see. I should have known he'd stick his holy nose in.
Oh, look, I have to talk to someone. You won't talk to me.
Because I'm tired of it. I'm sick of the worry, of the embarrassment, watching you tearing your heart out over that wasteless face of a son of yours.
Eddie Grundy, you don't fool me. You do care about him. I know you
do. Don't tell me what to think.
He's your son too.
No, he's not. Not any longer.
Eddie.
I never want to hear his name again.
The Archers was written by Tim Stimson, and the agricultural story editor is Grime Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Rosemary Watts, and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn. In the next episode, Mike goes a step too far.